Welcome to the Evalytic Bites Tips and Tricks podcast, where we share practical tidbits you can use today to get maximum business results from your marketing and business communication efforts.
Welcome to the Evalytic Bites Tips and Tricks podcast. Our guest today is Musa Kalinga. With many titles to his name, Musa is the CEO and co-founder of Bridge Labs, as well as a shareholder and board member at the Brave Group. Musa worked as managing director at IHOP World before becoming group head of digital marketing at Nedbank and then Facebook client partner for Africa. Welcome, Musa.
Thank you very much. It's so good to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Nice to have you.
Likewise.
Content marketing has continued to evolve over the years, but there is a definite line that separates the good content from the bad. So today I'd like to chat about the top five tips you could share with marketers around creating remarkable content that converts.
Yeah, I think it's a great topic. And for me, there's a couple of things that I've seen that have worked really well, especially in the recent times. The first and most important thing from a content creation perspective, I would say, is know thy audience, right? So it's very important that, you know, and it goes without saying, you know, content, giving a speech, creating a show, whatever it is that you're doing, the most important thing is to know thy audience, because you're ultimately delivering to someone. And most marketers do this intuitively, but there's really great technology now that helps you to augment how well you know your audience so that you can deliver a better product to them. The second thing is, you know, the intuition that you have when you know that audience is sometimes based on your past experience and the things that you've seen or, you know, done in your career. The second rule is use data to augment your instinct, right? So sometimes as marketers, because you've serviced a particular customer or you've worked in FMCG and so you understand the segment so well, there's some things that become almost intuitive. And so data can either be a tool for discovery or a tool to reinforce your instinct, right? And so, you know, if you're new to a category or a segment, use data for you to kind of explore and understand. If you've been in a category or a segment for a long time, use data to reinforce or to confirm, because sometimes you also have biases as a result of being in a place for a long time. The second thing is be true to the medium, right? So depending on where this content is intended to go, or how it's eventually intended to be consumed, be true to the medium. Understand what the format and function of that medium is that delivers best value. Customers appreciate that because you show up in a more contextually relevant way. As we all know, as we were transitioning from television to these online platforms, a lot of people will take a 30-second TV ad and just slap it on YouTube, right, as an example, which is not staying true to the medium. You have to do things differently on YouTube because YouTube is a different channel, right? And I think it's important that we do that and we continually explore mediums that are coming up. So if you consider, you know, TikTok as an example, as a new channel, a new medium, you have to think about that differently. It's not the same as putting something on Facebook. It's actually fundamentally different. So be true to the medium and make sure that you get that right. The fourth thing is unleash creativity. And when I talk about creativity, it's kind of related to being true to the medium. So particular platforms do certain things very well, right? And I think if you're true to the medium, it'll allow you to work with people that can really unleash creativity within those mediums. Once upon a time, the homepage takeover concept worked really well on a platform like YouTube because it was inherited from being able to take over a homepage on a website. A homepage takeover contextually doesn't make sense on Instagram or on Pinterest because it's a completely different medium. Now, at some point, that was viewed as extreme creativity, but in our context now, it's not. If you look at Instagram, being able to create a creative campaign using those tiles is akin to a homepage takeover, but it's not. And it's a different way of unleashing creativity. So I think that's really important. Once you respect that medium, you can unleash creativity a lot. And then the fifth thing, measurement, 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 right? I think our big challenge as marketers is being able to show value, show return on investment. And so be obsessed with being able to quantify all the stuff that we do so that you don't just become a bright colors engulfed type marketer, but you become a what we call performance-driven marketer. And I think that's how you optimize. So those are my five tips and tricks to get the best out of great content creation.
Yeah, that's really, really amazing. And I 100% agree with you. You have to know your audience. And we chatted about that in one of our other previous podcasts. And then the fact that we do, we almost get into a rut as marketers and we think, well, we've done it this way the whole time. And I think it was Einstein that said you can't do something the same time over and over and expect a different result. And
that's a different result, yeah.
You're kind of stuck in your comfort zone. So I agree with you. We need to try new things, but we need to use the data to guide us. And then being true to the medium 100%. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of vibe. And we need to understand what works best on that specific channel. And then we can talk about how to be creative. And then finally, measurements. It's so
Absolutely.
Important to analyze the stats and data from the campaigns that we run so that we can analyze how well our content's performing and make adjustments as needed.
Absolutely.
So thanks so much for joining us, Musa, and for sharing your valuable tips and tricks. I'm sure that our listeners will find it very helpful. And yeah, have an amazing rest of your day.
Thank you so much. Always good to chat, and I appreciate the invitation. It was awesome spending some time with you.
Great. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.